Welcome to the Friday, July the 21st episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our very first episode of the new 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Based on the feedback we received at the end of last school year, our purpose this year for this podcast is to connect our 2,500 staff and 22 buildings on a weekly basis in a way that's convenient to you, to inform on a need-to-know information basis, and to celebrate the great things that are happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. This is an important district communication tool for our staff, so we were asked to carve out 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, so that you could listen each and every week. We ask you to dedicate every Friday, Saturday, or Sunday 10 minutes so you can listen to this informative podcast, and we'll do our best to keep it short. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's hard to believe, but this Friday, today, our annual new teacher breakfast and bus tour happened. We are welcoming all of our new teachers and staff in for that new teacher breakfast and the infamous bus tour. And on Monday, July the 24th, we are going to be celebrating our opening day for the 23-24 school year. Don't forget, that begins at 8 a.m. in the high school gymnasium at Ben Davis High School. There will be 2,500, that's 2,500 staff, trying to get into the gym all at the same time. So make sure you plan at least 15 minutes ahead of time so that you're not running in after we get started. You'll want to make sure to also talk to your building administration to find out where your seats will be for your school or department. If you'd like to visit a few tables, there will be some partners in the hallway before you get in the gymnasium, including Wayne Township Education Foundation, Teachers Treasures, some of our financial partners as well. So make sure to check out those tables if you get here a little bit earlier. And if you'd like to sign up for your Teachers Treasures membership, the Education Foundation will be covering half of that, so you'll only be paying half price for the first 200 to sign up. This year, we will be wearing our purple shirts, any purple shirt you want. We do not have a designated shirt for this opening day for 23-24, but make sure to wear your favorite purple shirt. Well, I'm excited to welcome this year's guest. It happens to be our longest-serving certified teacher in the district, starting his 47th year here in the MSD of Wayne Township, and happens to be this year's opening day keynote. Our scientist in resident, Mr. Rick Croslin. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Butts. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure. Looking forward to Monday, and I know all the staff really appreciate when they get to hear from another staff member, similar to what we had last year with Kevin Vanderbush, but yours is going to be a little bit different. Before we get into that, though, you have had a super busy summer. Talk about Science Safari, because I actually, for the first time you invited me personally, I got a chance to go one day. I didn't get to go on all the days, but got to go on one day with the students. What is Science Safari, and what does it look like?
Science Summer Safari is like my dream project. It was started many years ago with the help, and I'll be talking a little bit about that Monday.
Okay.
How it got started. That's one of my topics. I just love the outdoors, and I really love getting kids exposed to that. It never fails. You never know what rock you turn over, what you're going to find, and just to see kids exciting. To really know yourself, you need to know nature. And so this summer, we had 5 weeks, heat, construction, delays, smoke from Canada, a couple tsunami airflows, but we had a great time. All kind of fun, Turkey Run, fossils, Eagle Creek, fish farms. You came with us on a fish farm and actually got up close and personal with some big old catfish.
I talked to a student just this weekend who's her crawdads are still living. They've been buying minnows to feed them, and also mentioned that the caves were just an amazing experience for her. She happened to be in one of those weeks where we had a no zone day, and we actually kept the kids, I believe, at Westlake Elementary that day.
Yes, we did. In fact, you know, when you've done these things as long as I have, there's just not enough days in the week to have fun with science. And I called up some friends from the Indiana State Museum, and the amazing thing about that day was the projects that I knew about from 10 years ago were all under development. So we went there and everything was on display. It was like they got their personal tour of the Indiana State Museum and all the Pleistocene and all the mammoths and mastodons. I loved it as much as the kids did.
Well, speaking of the museum, you were an elementary teacher here and went to the Children's Museum kind of on loan and came back as our scientist in resident. I know you've done a bunch of things here in the city with various TV stations and other presentations. You had one of your own. Talk a little bit about what your position is here in the district.
Okay, so, you know, good thing about me is I got to make my own job title happen. And so I am the scientist in residence. So it's all things science, K through whatever grade. I love getting involved in finding projects for teachers and helping teachers bring science. And one of my goals years ago with the help of Dr. Ann Olson was to think about that child in Wayne Township from preschool to high school. What experiences would you expect and want them to have through the grades? Do you want fifth graders to dissect owl pellets? Do you want fourth graders to grow a plant? Do you want sixth graders to learn about light? And so I was able to create these anchor investigations. And through the help of a lot of people, every child in Wayne Township has had science in their hands and with the materials to do some things that I think helps prepare us all to be better in the future with science.
Well, one of the things, Rick, that I've appreciated about you and again, the Science Summer Safari that I notice is you take every possible opportunity to teach. On the bus ride down, talking about the materials that make up the roads and why the roads are as wide as they are, and just really helping students to gain a better understanding of all things that are related back to science. And you're going to do that coming up Monday at our opening day. And you talked about many people helping. You've also recruited a few other Wayne Township teachers to help you. So what can our staff expect to see on Monday?
Well, okay. So this has been my new mantra for the last couple of years. I hope to do three things on Monday. I hope to do something where you're just amazed and you turn to the person next to you and you go, wow, I never knew that. And at the dinner table, talk about it. I also hope to do some things where you nod and go, oh, yeah, I know that. I just had forgotten about it. And you may not believe this, but I always like to throw a couple of lies or fake science in there.
No.
Yeah, just see if you're paying attention. So, or maybe that is the fake, the lie that I do tell lie. People have to see.
That'll make people pay attention. Are we blowing anything up on Monday?
Yes. You know, when you asked me about this, I said, well, two things. Can I blow some things up and do some science? And you said, sure. So within reason, it's going to be pretty exciting. I guarantee you there'll never be a presentation like this before because I've had such a blessed and unique life in Wayne Township. I'm going to talk a little bit about my history, how I got here, and some of the changes, particularly in technology. And what I hope to do is, I've got five stories to tell, one for every day of the week. And of course, if you know me, I like music, I like slides, and I like experiments. And so I'll probably need some volunteers, Dr. Butts, and I'm going to be looking right at you.
Well, I'm going to wear the right clothing that hopefully we can see a great presentation. We're looking forward to it. Certainly, always great to have one of our own as one of the keynotes and one of the presenters, and know that our staff have loved seeing you in their classrooms. They're going to love seeing you up on stage as well.
You know, one thing, we're going to go for the official world record in a science project.
Ooh.
Now, I think we're going to be able to pull it off. I just don't think we're going to pay the money to the world record. But we will have the unofficial record, and I'm pretty excited about that. So stay tuned.
Well, we may just have to tweet out Guinness Book of World Records and get enough hits that that we catch their attention. Rick, want to thank you for being our guest today. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Also, I indicated you've got a couple other staff who are going to be working with you.
Yes, I do. You know, I have my science gurus from Science Claws. I got Keith Ramsey, All Things That Blow Up. Mary Mason, who's amazing from Chapwood. Allison Kimber's a preschool who loves science. And Justin Abner. And also Kayla Cruces is going to help us. It's going to be a great group of people helping me do this.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. Don't forget, Monday, 8 a.m., Ben Davis High School for opening day. Don't forget to get here early. The parking lots will be full. July the 26th is our first student day. We're excited to be welcoming them back. But we know between now and then, many of our teachers are going to be working in classrooms, welcoming students back, having opening days for students to come back. So we are excited to get everyone back in our building and kick off the 23-24 school year. A couple reminders, the trivia button is in our Parent Square message. Make sure that you click on that and answer our trivia question to win a Jeans Day for you and your department or team. Also, make sure to check out our Parent Square link for an opportunity if you want to be involved more with helping with Ben Davis High School athletics and earning a little extra money on the side. There will also be a Google form to fill out in that Parent Square link. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for our second episode of the 23-24 school year. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.